This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, I'm proud to tell you that Golden Oak's mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 2.875%, and they're fixed. If you're paying more, what are you waiting for?
This is the time to refinance. Simply call Golden Oak Lending and let us take care of getting you a lower rate. You're paying some bank way too much money every month.
Get a 2.875 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. Gold. That's 567-4653.
And please, if you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Pay nothing out of pocket. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
That's Screwy Belly Hooey Hollywood. Time to talk to the most proper woman I know. The most... How would you describe her? Goody... She's not goody too.
I think proper would be good.
Proper?
Classy.
Prim.
Classy.
Prim and proper.
Proper. Naive. A little naive.
A little, yeah. Well, a little, only about the little, dirty stuff, though.
A little,
A little tough on her children.
Guarded.
Yeah, guarded.
Probably... isolated and maybe overprotected from certain things.
Wow.
No, no, we're breaking those barriers down.
She likes hearing herself.
We're dirtying her up a little bit.
We're
messing up her hair, dirtying her up, putting a little mud on her. We're not going to overdo it because we don't want to change her too much. But it's good that she's on the show because she adds an element that we don't have, and it's
class.
Called class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody has to do it, and she does a good job of it. And she reviews movies. Her name is Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she's brought to you by the folks at Westport Car Wash. There are three Westport Car Wash locations, and after she finishes her segment, I will tell you where all three of them are. There's one here, there's one there, and there's one at that other location. I'll give them all to you after we tell you about a movie, and I don't know what it is. We'll find out together. Dawn Meadows-Dixon!
Yeah!
Hello, Dawn.
Hello!
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I love the first description of me. What started classy, and then it went down to prim and proper,
well,
guarded,
well,
isolated.
You are. You're all those things. You are prim and proper and a little guarded. And
backward. Yeah.
What are they called? Probably sheltered a little bit as a young
sheltered girl.
Cultured.
Yeah. Well, cultured. That's good. Cultured.
This isn't my first rodeo, you know.
No, we know. But it's the first one where you've ever been thrown in the mud and the dirt.
Right,
by
you're right.
Well, and she used to do TV. I'm sure you've heard a lot worse. Right?
Oh, my goodness. I had people say to me all the time, what are you doing in this business?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean, this radio business?
No.
TV.
No. In television, it was a rough crowd back then. I don't know if it's still rough in the newsroom, but those were some... you know, rough and tough people, and they would just look at me and say, where did you come from?
You know? And I have people say to me, what are you doing in the radio business? You know, it is the management here.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the people that run the place that say that to me.
Well, it's all set in love, I suppose, but
anything we need to discuss before we get to the movies? Everything at home is okay? You know, we never really talk about your husband. He's in the fireworks business or something, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay, enough about him. So, are you at home?
I'm actually outside the orthodontist. My daughter's appointment was longer today, and I didn't realize that, and so I called Dan quickly and said, either I leave her there to sit, which is not her favorite place to be, or I can pick her up and do it outside. So I'm outside the orthodontist, and this child has seen the orthodontist for 3 years.
You want to hear my best orthodontist story?
Yes.
of our kids, and for the life of me, I don't even remember which one it was, had braces and had a retainer. If I remember, the retainer you wear and then you take it out to eat and
right.
wear it at night.
Right. I had one, yeah.
We were at a, and I don't remember the rest, it was a Chinese restaurant, and whichever, my wife would know which one it was. I think it was one of the boys. Set the retainer on a plate. And then we got up and left, and he forgot the retainer.
Yeah.
So we get in the car, and we literally driving to, and he remembers, I left my retainer. I turn around, I go back. The table's been cleared. The food has been raked into a big barrel of garbage. I had to get permission to start digging the garbage with no gloves. I literally start a handful at a time pulling the garbage up, and putting it into another barrel, trying to find the retainer. Never found the retainer.
Oh, yeah, I think I would have just bought one.
I microwaved mine once.
You did?
Yeah.
Accidentally?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, how do you accidentally microwave your retainer?
It's on a plate again, and you reheated something back up, and it was still on there, and it was worthless after that.
And they, you know, I felt sorry. I never had to wear braces, and now they got this new stuff, Invisalign and all this stuff. But my kids had those, I mean, those metal things where you had to go get them tightened.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, they said it was horrible. Yeah.
It's not fun even today. I mean, she's been through a lot, but a quick retainer story. My one daughter left it on the plate at a fish fry, and the young boys that work at the fish fry were standing there, and I said, oh, my goodness, it's been thrown away. What am I going to do? This young boy, who at the time was a senior in high school, said, don't worry, I'll go through the trash. He went through the trash can. He found the retainer, washed the retainer, and gave it back.
Wow.
To my daughter. And so I found out what high school he went to. I went to the principal, and I said, I've got to say, this young man went beyond the call of duty. My daughter was so upset, and she said, well, before you say anything, you know, tell me who it is. I told her. She said, oh, he's an outstanding student. He just got accepted to Yale. And I said,
wow.
Okay, now I need to tell him I have a wife for him. I'm going to arrange the marriage.
Now let me ask you.
I'm going to arrange this just in the Chinese fashion. I'm going to make, and so that's my retainer story. So my daughter got her retainer.
All right. When that happened, how old was this young man?
He was a senior, I believe, a senior or a junior in high school.
Okay.
And my daughter was only 12.
Okay.
13.
Can I enlighten you and open your eyes to something? That kid wanted to sleep with you.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a senior in high school. Your daughters are much too young. He wanted you to be a cougar for him. And he did not because he was a kind and caring kid. He had an ulterior motive. He wanted to sleep with an older woman.
I hope he's not listening.
Hey, Don.
I'm just telling you the truth.
A wonderful young man who it's so funny. My daughter, as I'm telling the story, she's hitting me with her workbook because she's, I'm telling her.
When I was 17 or 18, everything nice that I did for a hot woman in her 20s or 30s was with the hope that she'd invite me in and sleep.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Don, are you familiar with the term MILF?
No.
Okay.
Wait, well, hold on. Wait,
am
hold
I
on.
Living a sheltered life?
Don, hang on a second.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I totally believe
you don't know.
I
you don't know what
know.
She would have never heard that. I guarantee you, she's never even heard it.
Do you know what a cougar is?
I do know what that is.
Well, it's essentially the same thing.
No, it's the opposite.
No. Because hold on.
A cougar is somebody who goes after somebody, and MILF is somebody who the other person.
Now, hang on a second. What did you say? You think we what?
You have me on every 2 days or twice a week, so you can have a good laugh.
Yeah.
And pick on me.
What's your point?
And become the bully section.
Of course.
Well, it's a compliment.
It is a compliment because let me tell you, you are not contaminated like the rest of the world. You are one of the few remaining
ladies.
How should I put this? One of the few remaining bright stars shining with purity in a world of dark contamination.
You haven't been dulled by the harshness of life.
You haven't been muddied up and dirtied up.
I think you guys are so in the gutter. You
just, yes.
Well.
Oh, the term. I mean,
I didn't used to be. I used to be sweet and naive like you.
I know. Look what you've done to Tina.
But the term MILF is a huge compliment.
It's a mom. Mom, I love is a friend. MILF.
That's
it's MILF.
Not what it.
That's what it means.
Mom. That's not what it means.
I love is a friend. Yeah. What movie? What movie do we have today, friend?
That's right, we're talking about films here. Okay, I'm talking about The Avengers.
Oh, this should be good.
Oh, I had so much fun. And I have to preface this by saying I'm not a big superhero fan. I did like Captain America, and I actually liked X-Men First Class last summer, but it's not like my go-to film, but I enjoyed this film. I walked out, and I took one of my daughters and just said, that was so much fun. But we both agreed it was a little bit long. They always get on this roll with all the battles and the action, and they never know when to edit. And it was probably about 10 minutes too long.
Well, that's not too bad. 10 minutes too long.
Yeah, about 10, the battle was a little bit too long, but it stars Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. This guy, what a comeback. He is so strong. His comedy, his timing is right on target. Chris Evans plays Captain America. Scarlett Johansson, besides being beautiful, yeah, sound effects galore, she plays Black Widow. And what I love about it, she plays this strong woman, and my daughter was able to relate to her. She even said to me, Mom, I'm so glad there was a woman in there fighting the battle alongside the guys. Mark Ruffalo plays the Hulk.
I like him.
Oh, he almost steals the show, because if you know him as an actor, he plays this laid-back, kind of likable guy, and then he gets angry and he becomes the Hulk. And someone said to him in the movie, that one of the funniest lines, and I'm not going to do it justice, is, what, you know, you seem so calm. You know, how do you do it? How do you keep it? He said, the truth of the matter is I'm always angry. And, you know, he pops out of his shirt and he saves the day.
Easy, Dawn. Easy.
Whoa, easy.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
And then, of course, Chris Hemsworth is Thor. Mm-hmm. And the director, I missed the CBS This Morning Sunday show. You said the director was on, Josh Whedon. He wrote this. He also did Toy Story and was Oscar nominated for that. But his parents, what I found so interesting, he probably talked about this on the show, they did Leave It to Beaver and the Donna Reed Show. So he's got writing in his blood. He also wrote some of the Parenthood series that I just love, Parenthood. It has not gotten the attention that it deserves.
No, we watch Parenthood. That's a
I love it.
That's a good
and
show.
And so this is just a fun, this film is going to do well. I know the early reviews have been good, but I'm here to say,
now,
when you said
when you said the one guy was Thor, was he Thor from having too much sex?
No, but he could be.
You promised you would not go in that direction.
Hey, let me ask you one other question. When we say, like, Scarlett Johansson and you hear this, you know what that means, don't you?
You know, I just got it.
You just got it. Wow. There's still work to be done.
Oh, yes.
I'm a work in progress.
Okay.
No, but, you know, I'm in my own little world, but it's a fun little world, and I like
sure
it there.
Sure it is, yeah. I'm sure so, it is. So, Avengers.
Great action. Yeah, the Avengers. Great action. Great writing. So funny. When you've got action and comedy and you're having a good time, the only criticism I have is that maybe the battle went a little bit too long for me, but for those who like the battle scenes, oh, I have to add, I did not see my niece. She must be on the editing room floor. She supposedly was, yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah, there's a scene where they're all in the office, and I watched so carefully because it's cut so tightly. I did not see her, but she's seen it tonight, so maybe she'll see herself. I didn't see her, so I think she got edited, but she was paid for the job, and it's just a fun movie. I think it's going to do really well. It's kind of kicking off the summer season.
All right, how many ARDs for the Avengers?
I'm going to go 3.5.
That's a lot for her. That's about as much as you ever get from her. Here we go, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan, everybody.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
There she goes, Dawn Benediction, everybody. She just got it. I love having her on. I do.
It's very
breath
fun.
Of fresh air. To help clean out the sewer of a show. Dawn Meadows Dixon is brought to you by Westport Car Wash. This is a fantastic car wash. I am really picky about my car. Any car that I've had. Older car, new car. I can't stand a dirty car, and I can't stand a bad car wash. And there's some bad ones. I've been through car washes where you get out and look at it, and there's an entire section it missed. Like, it didn't hit it
the
just
right.
The back
of my car.
Yeah, some of them don't get the back of it. Westport Car Wash, a fantastic car wash. extremely reasonable. I mean, $10 for the best car wash they have. There's one on Page just east of Lindbergh that's right behind where we sit. One on Lime Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh. And one on Brentwood that's not anywhere near Lindbergh. It's on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. How are we doing? Take a little break. Can we take a call? Let's take Ryan's call, then we'll take a break. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I just want to say I may not see the Avengers until next week because I won't have time. But the one thing I wanted to point out, she missed, Joss Whedon, the director, one of the main things that he was popular for was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And that was, I mean, for a while, that was one of my favorite TV shows. And when I used to watch it, I was thinking to myself, this is totally like what a comic book story writing would be like.
And, you know, I never saw Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but I love that girl. Who is that girl?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, my goodness. I think she is so cute, that Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She is really cute.
And, yeah, but just wanted to point that out. And I'll probably be seeing it next week. But I'm looking forward also to The Dark Knight Rises.
Well, you know what? You can call us. You can call us and review both of them when you see them.
No problem. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys take it easy.
All right, Ryan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A bunch of new people calling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, in radio, you have regular callers, and then you have people who call like twice a year, and you sort of recognize, hey, I think that guy called about a year ago. And lately, for some reason, all these new people, that's tremendous. We'll take you. We'd love to have you call here regularly or, you know, once a year or whatever you want to do. All right. Time to talk teeth. Talk about going to the dentist. You mentioned the orthodontist. I was very lucky as a kid. I didn't have, well, it's a good thing I didn't need braces because my parents would never been able to afford braces. So it worked out okay. I can guarantee you that I wouldn't have had braces. I was growing up, and my dad made barely enough money to pay the rent and have an older car. And then we wouldn't have gone to the movies if he didn't have a free pass to the movie because he worked for a little local newspaper. And so because they ran ads in the newspaper, they let the employees at the paper have what they called a due bill, basically just a pass to go to the movies. So we went to the drive-in movies a lot because that's something we could do. We didn't have to pay to do it. The dental thing, I did go. The one thing I will have to be grateful to my parents for is that whatever limited funds we had, we went to the dentist. Now, unfortunately, as a kid, I'd love to mention his name, but he may have relatives who live in this part of the country because Tennessee's not that far from here. Our dentist was a drunk. He was an alcoholic. I'm not making this up. This guy was always drunk. And when he would work on you and you're in the chair and he leaned, you could smell he reeked of alcohol. Oh, yeah. And he made some serious dental mistakes with friends of ours and even in our family. And it's because he was drunk. So I had to be bribed to go to the dentist. I've told you this before. It was the large chocolate milkshake at a local little dairy sort of ice cream cone place. They made a fantastic shake. And the deal my parents had with me was that if I wouldn't cry, I get the large shake after I leave the dentist's office. It took a lot not to cry because this drunk dentist, he hurt. I mean, he really did. He hurt, and he didn't care. Now we fast forward to where I go to the dentist now, where I've gone for 39 years. They don't hurt me there. They're not gonna hurt you. Ballast Dental Care. 39 years I've gone there. You need sedation dentistry? They are licensed to practice sedation dentistry. Maybe you think you'll need it based on, you know, a bad experience somewhere else. Maybe not. If you do, they're there for you. But here's what you're going to find. You're going to find it for the first time in your life. You're not going to dread your next dental appointment. This is a wonderful staff of people. And I hear these other dental commercials trying to sound like Ballast Dental Care. Hey, they may have the same kind of chairs and swirly water sinks and cups and whatever, but you can't clone these people at Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. If you'd like to find out more, and please call and make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. You can tell them that your AM and the PM, they love to hear that. The website is ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a couple things going on right now. First of all, on southbound 270, thanks to one of our KTRS salesmen, he called in and said an accident that was midway between Manchester and Doherty Ferry had that far right lane blocked, but people were able to get around it and exit off on Doherty Ferry. And then there's another accident northbound 270. It's near Dorset that has two right lanes blocked, and right now traffic is backed up approaching Page. Well, we've got baseball traffic and rush hour traffic headed out now, so that means westbound 4064 is slowing, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, and then it's heavy again now from, it looks like, Ballast all the way out through Mason. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's jamming up Jefferson to the Poplar, but once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570, that's stacked up from Route 3 overpass to Highway 64. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners through May, visit your participating Toyota dealer's spring tire event where every brand of tire is on sale. Toyota has the right tires at competitive prices. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
If your car needed a new transmission, what would you rather do? Write out a big fat check for $3,000 or let someone else pay the bill for you? Well, 100 out of 100 people say they'd rather have someone else pay their expensive car repair bills for them. Nobody likes spending their hard-earned money on car repairs. And with Auto Assure, you'll never have to pay another penny for expensive covered repairs because Auto Assure will pay them for you. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-700-1423. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't waste your hard-earned money on expensive auto repairs. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-700-1423. Again, that's 1-800-700-1423. 1-800-700-1423.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand new state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
End your search by finding yours during Free Paint Saturday at participating Ace Hardware stores in town and country, in De Pere and on Dorset. On Saturday, stop by Rick's Ace Hardware to get a free quart of your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one.
To help you find your soul paint.
At Rick's Ace Hardware on Manchester Road in De Pere and 221 Lamp and Lantern Village in town and country. The helpful place. While supplies last, limit one per household. Average availability. Most colors available for tinting. See store for details.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
How much is that dog in the window?
All right, so here's the deal. We didn't have Dr. Doug yesterday, but we do have him today. Please call only if you want to talk to Dr. Doug. We will put you two together. Free veterinary advice. Thank you, Dan, for having your mic open, saying pardon me. So if you'll call now, we'll put your name up on the screen, and you can talk to your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free. 888-550-KTRS. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Call now for Dr. Doug, and here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everybody today?
You're doing great, Doctor. How are you doing?
I am AM and the PM.
Somehow I knew he'd say that.
You knew it.
So everything at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic is good?
We are having fun. We had some interesting critters in this week, and we're having fun with that.
What's the most interesting critter
you had? We had a gibbon.
What is that?
That's a small ape species. Yeah.
Is that somebody's pet?
Yeah, it's not actually a monkey. It's actually an ape, a true ape.
Wow.
How big? How much did it weigh?
This was a young one, and it was small. It probably weighed around 8 pounds.
How big will it get?
They can get up to about 15 to 18, sometimes 25 pounds.
You see, when I think of ape, I think of 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the smallest of the ape species. The chimps, of course, they can get up to over 200 pounds, and that's all muscle.
What was the one on Friends?
Which one was that?
On Friends, the TV show. Remember Ross had a little pet that
I'm
was
not sure.
A spider monkey.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably a spider.
Or a lemur.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was.
So this ape you worked on, is this somebody's house pet? The ape just kind of...
It's a sanctuary group down in Festus that has a lot of the chimps and stuff, and they had this one gibbon that was not ill, was not acting right. So we got them all turned around straight.
What was the determination?
I had some parasites and diarrhea. And stuff.
Oh. So you had to do. Had to say to diarrhea. He always has to say diarrhea.
I wanted to hear.
You know, I lost my interest in chimps as pets when that woman got her face torn off.
Was the woman was the crazy woman. She was sleeping with that animal.
Well, she was giving it Prozac. You can't blame that.
But it was being treated like a human.
We have a bunch of calls. You want to talk to these people?
Sure.
All right, let's start with David. David, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello. How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good. How are you, David? What can I do for you?
I'm well, and also I just want to start by saying I am AM and the PM.
Can't hear that too much.
Hallelujah.
My question was, I have a chihuahua, a toy chihuahua, and she's about 7 years old.
Okay.
And I was thinking of breeding her.
Okay.
Do you think that she's too old, or is that a good age to...
No, she's not too old. It's just that, you know, we try and encourage people to avoid breeding if you can, just because there's so many animals that need homes. So we're not a clinic that kind of encourages breeding, but, you know, if you do it responsibly, I guess that's the most important thing. She's not too old, and if you're not going to breed her, then you definitely want to get her spayed, because they have so many medical problems, and it usually ends up in an emergency with a uterine infection after a heat that doesn't get conceived. So it's a real common problem. So I would say make a decision. If you have to do it once, and then maybe you can get her spayed right away.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David. Bye-bye. And here's John. John, say hi to
that monkey on Friends is Capuchin.
Capuchin. Dan, you interrupted me.
I was
introduced. Hello?
I'm sorry, John. Dan interrupted my introduction of you. Let me try
Dan,
again.
Dan, you're ruining my report.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry,
let's do it again. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, I think I wasn't listening, and I might have called the wrong guy. I had a computer question.
Wrong guy. Wrong guy. Okay, John, thanks anyway. Let's go to somebody who's probably here to talk to Dr. Doug. John can call back Monday. Jose will be here. Another John. John, number two. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yes, sir. Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello, John.
I have a Cairn Terrier, and you can ask those guys if they know the most famous movie, Cairn Terrier, of all time.
No, but yeah. I let me tell you something. I love Cairn Terriers. I do. That's the cutest dog. The cutest dog.
Was Asta a Cairn Terrier?
I don't know what Asta is.
That's the name of a dog.
Take me back to Kansas.
Is that Toto?
Oh, Toto.
Asta. Toto was the Cairn Terrier.
Is that the answer, John?
Yes. A lot of people think it's just a mutt, but Toto was actually a girl also, not a boy. But anyway, she came up. Sorry.
Anyway.
John, how'd you get close enough to know she was a
girl? Ocular disease where she went blind, and apparently it's... a couple of years ago, and they said it's common for a Cairn, or not common, but it happens to them. And then her eyes all bulged out because there was not letting the fluid out of her eyes. And she's been fine for 2 years, and one eye has gone back down, and it's sort of, you know, back in her eye socket. The other one's still bulging.
Have you been to an ophthalmologist? Have you been to a veterinary ophthalmologist yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So
they wanted to cut him out and sew him. I said, just leave her if she's going to go blind. But so she's got her eyes. They wanted to, like, take him out and either put marbles in or just sew her eyes shut. But she's fine. I was just wondering if that other one will go back down to be, like, a normal size. But the other one is totally
loaded.
You can see, like, gray in there. So I was wondering if the other one will ever come back down. It's almost been a year and a half, 2 years. Yes.
Hello.
Doctor? No. Doctor?
Yeah. When you, I don't think that eye's going to get better. Usually what's happened is you've already got damage in the circulatory capabilities of that eye so that fluid gets trapped and it's a glaucoma is what it sounds like. And I'm not sure if that's the diagnosis they gave you, but that sounds awful like what it is. And it's a very painful condition. Medications can be somewhat helpful to a point. And that's why they're suggesting to remove the eye, because it is a painful condition, and in many cases the animals are not comfortable at all. There you go.
Oh, boy. Okay, I mean, okay. She's been living with it for over a year and a half, but, I mean, it's just the one eyeball is still big, and I know if she bumps into something or...
Yeah, it's not going to get better, and you can't tell what she's feeling, you know, so
no.
She may be living with it.
Let me say this to John, because, Doctor, you know this. You did the surgery. John, we had a little dog. My mother-in-law actually has it. We just went through this. We removed the eye, and I'm going to tell you something. That dog became a different dog. That dog... apparently was in pain, was miserable, and that eye got removed. This dog has never been so happy and lively in its life.
Really?
Yeah, honest to goodness.
I was going to just say animals that, unfortunately, if they do lose their sight, you don't have functional sight in that eye anyway, I'm sure. And if you take away the pain, they can live in their home and be comfortable, and they don't have to be fully sighted.
I know you feel bad about doing it, but she became a different dog.
Yeah, she's happy now.
Yeah.
I've seen her.
Yeah. Okay, John, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I want to say just for a second here, we had a dog years ago, back in the 70s, that we thought was a Cairn Terrier, and this dog actually could sing the song We've Only Just Begun. It was a Cairn Carpenter Terrier. See what I did? See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
See what
and
I
you
did?
Yelled at me for interrupting.
I'm sorry, Doctor, what did you say? Bad.
Bad to the bone.
Didn't like that one.
Let's take one more. We'll let that be Jerry. Jerry, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good. How are you, Jerry? What can I do for you?
I'm doing very well in the AM and the PM.
Well, that's why you're doing well.
The question I have a little Shih Tzu. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, she's 2 years old. I got her from Dog Pound, okay? Or, you know, Humane Society. And lightning or thunderstorms?
Yes.
She just literally freaks out. I mean, if it's 1, 2 o'clock in the morning,
sure.
She's climbing all over my face. She's jumping all around, waking me up and stuff. And what can I do to calm down a little bit?
Yeah, there are some good products available. They're anti-kind of anxiety products like Clomacom or even Prozac for puppies. And I would strongly suggest doing that. There are other drugs people have used, like acepromazine is a sedative, but the problem is you have to be able to time the storm and the anxiety that comes with it. So with something with Clomacom or the other, the Prozac, they'll be on that for a while, but it'll give them a chance to kind of settle into those episodes.
Now, would that cause her to, like, chew on her back, like from her tail about 2 to 3 inches up?
No, that more likely sounds like a flea hypersensitivity or a flea allergy. So you might want to talk to your vet about checking out that. You may not see fleas, but they can cause the same kind of syndrome that looks like they have an active flea infestation.
Okay, because I've heard she could have allergies and everything because she is a white dog with black spots on her, so she's mainly white.
And that sounds like she might have a flea allergy. So, yeah, talk to your vet, and he can help you with that. But that's independent of your fear of the storm fear situation.
Yeah, and getting back to the storm fear, I mean, the weatherman can't get it exactly right. How am I going to get it right? That's
let me tell you something. But that dog will get it right. Those dogs know when a storm's coming.
Yeah.
They know.
Oh, yeah, I know. She kind of does that little, I call it a freak-out thing.
Well, you remember when the tsunamis were coming that they said all the wildlife moved up into the mountains in Asia and all throughout because they can sense those changes.
They're great weather detectors. Jerry, thank you for the call.
All right, and what medicine was that?
Clomacom or Prozac?
What's that now?
Clomacom or Prozac.
Clomacom?
Yeah. You can call up your vet. They'll know what it is.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Doug. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jerry. Those Shih Tzus. That's exactly the same kind of dog we gave my mother-in-law. They had to have the eye taken out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. If there's a storm, if it's 100 miles away, that dog goes berserk. It's horrible. Oh, yeah. But in the middle of the night, forget sleeping, that dog goes crazy. It shakes, and it's like it's about to have some kind of a seizure.
Now, you notice the dog is living with your mother-in-law, not with you.
Bingo.
Oh, boy. We have a neighbor that they have a dog that if it hears thunderstorms or fireworks, too. Fireworks does the same thing. It'll go hide, and they can't get it out for a couple hours.
The other thing that sets this dog off is a flash. If you try to take a picture, she thinks it's lightning.
Wow.
She goes crazy and just shaking, and you feel bad like you've done something horrible.
We have one cat. We have two cats. One of them is deathly afraid of thunderstorms, and when she starts hearing it rain, she almost crawls and goes, and we're not sure where she goes and hides. She hides somewhere, and then when the weather's finished and passed, then she comes out.
By the way,
I'm glad the guy said Shih Tzu. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
These people politically correct. Shih Tzu. No, sorry. Shih Tzu. That's the name. We're done. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you on the regular day next week, Wednesday.
Be well.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your pet's best friend. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. On the way, Bill Cleveland, and before Bill Cleveland, well, actually after Bill Cleveland, in the Playhouse, it'll probably eat up pretty much the whole Playhouse. I will share with you the household drama from two nights ago at our house. What is this, Thursday? This would be Tuesday night at our house. This is a great story. And I cannot help it. I have to. I wasn't going to tell it. I went yesterday and thought, well, I'm not going to tell it. And I can't stand it. I have to.
I have a request that we call your daughter and have her on the air to kind of help tell it.
Just to laugh
trust
the whole
me,
time?
Trust me, I can handle this. Okay. And her version will be no different than my. I'm telling you. It'll be right down the line, exactly my version of the story. In fact, mine will be better because there's a preliminary part to this story that took place when we were out of town that sort of leads up to what happened two nights ago.
Right, so. But you don't have the out-of-control laughter.
Well, that's true. I did two nights ago, but I don't have that with me right now. It's still a great story. Let me just check the email. I haven't checked. I got some emails here I haven't even read yet.
Cold email.
Don't even know what it's about. Dear Frank, where do you guys bank? Well, how about that?
We bank
at First Community Credit Union. Thank you for the email. Here's another one. Dear Frank, I have a bank that I use for checking and savings, but I'm not particularly, married to it for any reason. I have no real reason to stay there. I heard you say that you all bank somewhere. I think the name was First Community Credit Union. Could you let me know if that's correct? Yes, that is correct.
Oh. Who sent that?
For the email. Sheena is her name.
Sheena.
She's a punk rocker.
Sheena Kaluga.
Kaluga.
From Shoveltown, Missouri. Thank you so much, Sheena. Yes, First Community Credit Union, that's where we bank. And when I say bank, you say, well, wait a second. It's First Community Credit Union. It's not First Community Bank. That's right. It's a credit union. Ask the people who belong. They'll say, oh, better than a bank. Many of them will tell you, we've banked at a regular bank before, and we like this much better. Because you almost feel like you're getting to participate in something you shouldn't be getting to participate in. Sort of like if you went to a private country club and played golf and you weren't supposed to play there, because credit unions at one time, you could only be a member if you worked at a certain place. Not just anybody could walk in and say, I want to open a checking account. So you sort of feel like, hey, I'm special. We are special. The good news is that this place that at one time many, many years ago was only available to employees of Monsanto has for many years now been available to anybody who can hear this radio station. You can join. You can become a member and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. And there are all kinds of reasons to want to do that, mainly the ones that matter, like real competitive rates on the money you borrow and the money you save, and great service. Because when they deal with you, they're dealing with one of the owners. The members own the credit union. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, we do have a mess out here, and that's because of baseball traffic letting out the same time as rush hour. Westbound 40, that is slow between approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, again from Clayton Wharfs and out to Mason, and it looks like from Chesterfield, a little bit west of Chesterfield Parkway East out to the Boone Bridge, you're going to get some slow to stop and go pockets. They were working with this accident, and now it's off to the right shoulder. In fact, everything is all cleared now on northbound 270 between Dorset and 70. Yet a couple right lanes that were blocked. Traffic is backed up to Olive, and it's going to stay slow from Dorset north of that up through Highway 270 in those two right lanes. They're still working with the accident on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. That's off on the far right shoulder now, but you are slow from approaching Page through Doherty Ferry. And then westbound 70 at 5th Street, you had an accident, and that was causing slow traffic from the Blanchett Bridge. This report brought to you by Hallmark. This Mother's Day, tell your mom what she needs to hear with a Hallmark card. Walgreens makes it easy with great parking and short lines. Shopping simplified with Walgreens, there's a way. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it'll cost him? $100 a month? $60?
Go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri. 618-281-5536 in Illinois.
From downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill. You feel better today?
A little bit better, yes. Thanks
good.
For asking.
Good.
Well, items from Osama bin Laden's Pakistan home, including a homemade television, have been put up for auction.
Oh.
Osama's homemade TV wasn't really good because the rabbit ears antennas, they're actual rabbit ears.
Oh.
And Joe the Plumber, remember Joe the Plumber?
Sure.
Well, he showed up at the White House to meet President Obama, but was turned away.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This guy's got it all wrong. If he wants to meet Obama, he should have called himself Joe the Golfer, and he got right in.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, I say it was all a misunderstanding. Obama got the call from the gate and thought they said Joe Biden wanted to see him.
No.
Anyway. And finally, this afternoon.
He does feel better. This is the A material.
Well, Newt Gingrich is now finally out of the presidential race.
What?
Yeah, you know you've overstayed your welcome when even Cher says your farewell tour took too long.
Oh, man, I'll say.
Bill Clevland, remember that thing went on and on and on?
Yeah,
Bill
yeah.
Clevland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, on Bill Clevland, Big 550 ATRS.
All righty. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bill Clevland, recovering nicely, thanks to Alka-Seltzer. Whatever that was that he had. Stick around. We have a great old joke and some family drama from my house two nights ago. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad.